So the first person is Kim Parker.
Okay, I'm Kim Parker, general manager of the Dillingham Liquor Store, and I've lived in Dillingham for 22 years. I'm here to ask you to remove the protest to the relocation of the Olson's Liquor Store. There are no zoning laws in Dillingham to separate commercial business from residential. At the Dillingham Liquor Store, there have been zero violations since Mike Keenan had purchased the business. I repeat, zero. We have a good working relationship with the local law enforcement and the state troopers. We operate the store in a socially responsible manner with a high regard for the law. We currently have an extensive ban list and restricted sales list, and we've even added a couple new names to it today. These same lists will be used at the Olson's new location, and we will reserve the right to refuse service. Just last month, we added a well-known Dillingham person to this ban list after watching her buy a bottle, leave the store, and hand it to a person that's on our ban list who was highly intoxicated and could barely walk. We're very strict. Local police were also informed of that incident. As I stated in the last meeting, the new building will have not much storage, and the Olson's will not be supplying bulk sales of out of that location. We just, you know, I've had a few calls of people who are concerned about bootleg business, and that's just not how Olson's inventory will be structured. Our plan is to have a country store type concept. As you can tell by the local folks that signed the petition that we brought in, we had 187 actual signatures here in Dillingham, and we still have the petition out, so we'll be adding to that also, 187 so far. As you can tell by that, people are really excited about being able to stop by for a six-pack, a bottle of wine, and maybe pick up some specialty cheeses or snacks on their way home. So, thank you.
Thank you, Kim, and I'll pass that around so council members can look at it.
That okay.
Not laying here in front of me. John Montuth.
Again, thank you for taking this issue. I'm coming to you as a real estate agent, a resident, a teacher. We all wear many hats here. I want to dispute the claim that Mr. Keenan said last week about the increased to city budget of about $100,000 in sales taxes and city and property taxes. I would think that there's going to be some cannibalization of sales. Instead of going to the downtown liquor store, they'll just go to the Lake Store liquor store, and so sales of this store was decrease. So overall tax revenue to the city, I would, unless there's a lot of extra added sales of alcohol and cheeses and stuff, would be less than $100,000. But that's not taking into account of the property values that would decrease. Again, I stated there's articles, you can look them up on the internet, average value of a liquor store. This is Olson's Liquor Store. It's not Olson's Country Store. It's Olson's Liquor Store license. Property values decrease 2 to 5%, and I would say that in our small town, that it could be even more. It could be even more. And so there's several $400,000 houses in that area. There's several $300,000, $200,000. Let's say we take a $300,000 value. You decrease that by 5%. That's a significant amount. So that would decrease city values and city tax revenue. Also, the added country store, liquor store would stress EMS services. Police would have to go farther for their calls, more gas, more police officers. And one, the convenience, they keep saying we want to have the residents are excited to have convenience to be able to stop by on their way home. Most of the residents don't live out in that way. Most of the residents live before that. So I'd like to challenge that. What convenience is it to stop on their way home? There's not that many. There's some the villagers in the Licknagik, and a few people pass that in. We've got two roads. We have Alder Alder and Aspen subdivisions that might have some convenience, but not many more. And so there's another motive, and the motive, I believe, is the Manicotic Trail, to be close to the Manicotic Trail. It would cut at least 20 minutes off of a run from Manicotic in the wintertime, and there'd be no oversight by police. And what I'm asking you guys as city council people is, if you take a stand here tonight, the ABC board will listen to you, okay? This is our community. And if this liquor store was going near your house, okay? If it was going near your house, I'm within half a mile of this place. But we have a lot of people that are really close, like the Chogue Apartments are gonna be within a couple hundred feet. Their rents are going to go down. I will guarantee rents will go down. I deal with this. I had a lady didn't want to rent because of a liquor store. Not a liquor store, because of the willow tree. Not my property, a different property. But we all know that. But if this place is going near your house, within a few hundred feet, a half mile, would you be fighting this? Only you can make that decision. But if the answer is yes, then I ask you to make a stand. This is not good for our community. This is just not good. They can say they're not going to do, it's going to be the country store feel, whatever theme. They're in to make money, okay? This is a for-profit business. The owner lives in Anchorage. The profits are going to Anchorage. And what is to prevent them from all of a sudden, we got an acre and a half of property, acre whatever. They can increase the volume of that store. There's no zoning. They could move a bulk part of their sales over to that location. There's nothing preventing them from doing that in the future. So you have to think, would you want this next to you? And if the answer is no, would you buy a house if this was next to you? Would you rent an apartment? Would you raise your kids? Holly, would you move your kids there? If the answer is no, property values are going down in that neighborhood. You don't need any evidence. You've just decreased the amount of buyers. Not many buyers are going to want to move to closer to a liquor store, okay? Even if it's a country liquor store. So that's my plea to you guys tonight, is to take action. Let the ABC board know how this is going to affect our community, and the increase in teenagers getting a hold of booze out there is going to be way higher, I believe. I'm a high school teacher, and I can guarantee you they will go to that store, try to set up ways to get booze as opposed to downtown because of proximity to law enforcement. That's a national fact. Closer to law enforcement, the less likely people are to break the law. The farther away, the more likely are to break the law. Anyway, any questions for me? I have a petition here. We have 133 names on our petition. There's lots of different comments. It's on Facebook. I'd like to pass this around for you guys too.
Okay, thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Andy, I passed the petition. That's all right. Just hope the council can look at it. We just have the one copy of each. Diane Folsom.
Good evening, my name is Diane Folsom. I am a resident of the proposed area for the transfer of the liquor license. The proposed new country store would be within an eighth of a mile of my home. There are a lot of factors. There are school bus stops within a very, very short distance to the proposed new liquor store. Very, very, there's one on each end of the property that they're about to buy. I own the trail that, the Snow Go Trail that goes to Teddy's, or to Vitus, my previous store. And the the traffic will increase. They will be coming not only from Manicotic, everywhere. Anybody who's got a snow machine will be using that trail to utilize, using the trail to go to the liquor store. It's right there. My elderly parents live on this property that crosses the trail. Traffic will increase. My mother's back door is right next to the trail. Now, when I sold my store, I did allow access as part of the deal, not knowing, thinking, ever even imagining that something like this could come up. I'm obviously very opposed to it. Crime out at our place. So I sold the store. When I owned the store, we had three break-ins in 14 years. Vitus has owned the store. They've had 4 break-ins in 2 years. Well, actually, it was 4 break-ins in 1 year. They haven't had one for a while. Anyways, I would really like to oppose this. Please listen to the people in the neighborhood who are actually going to live there. And although I do appreciate the liquor stores, them not having any violations, and I really do appreciate their work with law enforcement, this just isn't a good fit for the neighborhood. And, you know, you have a store an eighth of a mile down the road, and with our population base, it really doesn't make any sense to put another country store, which is going to sell probably very much like items as the other store. Anyways, so I think I've said my piece. Just remember, there's going to be little kids out there in the morning, and especially in the afternoon. The afternoon, that store will be open, and people will be, on the road. So I oppose it, and please listen to the people of the neighborhood, because I think many of us are here tonight.
Okay, thank you, Diane. Ron Bowers.
Good evening. Ron Bowers, and I've been a resident of Dillingham since 92. I've been in fire and EMS for about 41 years. I got to quit someday, so maybe. And 23 of those years are with the fire department here, the volunteer department, sometimes paid mostly as a volunteer. But I got a couple concerns that probably have already been addressed. Some maybe have, some haven't. And, we have a property out Wood River Road, and my family and I, and it's very irritating to me when on a weekly basis, as I take the dogs a walk or walking down the road, there's liquor cans and bottles, and they're always along the side of the road. And I feel for those people that are going to live in a neighborhood where there may be a package store or a liquor store. And it sounds like Kim and those who are proposing to move their liquor license, they're conscientious, but they're not going to be out there patrolling. We have maybe one or two police officers on duty on an average evening, maybe two. They're very busy in HUD. They're very busy in the downtown locations. I can't see them patrolling out there very frequently at Raspberry and Lake Road out to the end of the city limits. They're going to be stretched too thin. These are budget-cutting times, and I can't see the state troopers go on. Are they going to patrol the Snow Go Trail, the Manicotic, when people come in their snow goes, if we have snow, to make a purchase here? And do you think that people are going to be drinking out there on the trail on the way back home? You think those containers are going to get opened up before they get there? I'm sure they will. Just up the road, and the fire department does respond frequently. This year it's been a little slower. They'll respond up the road out of the city limits to vehicle crashes or any kind of call. Currently in Aleknagik, there's not even a VPSO. There's no fire chief. There's no VPSO. There's nothing but a few volunteers. And I can't speak for them, but I'm certain if there's a liquor store in that neighborhood that there's going to be increases of motor vehicle crashes and all the other associated problems with drunk driving and DUIs. So I really have some real concerns about that. And I would just ask that the city council really considers going against this transfer of their liquor license and the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. They'll pay attention to your wishes and the wishes of the community. The town's got a bad rap. Recently, it was just on the news, a court case One juror shows up drunk, and the victim of crime of a serious assault, she's inebriated. It was on KDOG radio. And we just keep getting this bad rap. And anything that increases the bad news is not good for Dillingham. The town's population is shrinking. We need to make this place a little bit more livable and not create more problems with a liquor establishment that wants to change their location. It's a bad idea. It's not good for the community. It's not good for those who live in the neighborhood. It's not good for the whole town. It's not good for the whole region. And I thank you for your consideration.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Rex Spofford.
Good evening. My name is Rex Spofford. I live within about 400 yards now of the proposed location, store location. I've been in Dillingham for about 15 years so far, so longest place I've ever lived in my life. But I wanted to add something to what John said here in talking the first point. Wanted to be known that the people that are protesting this right now are not only concerned about putting a liquor store or not putting a liquor store in that location, but we also oppose the placement of any establishment in a neighborhood that is predominantly residential, such as the other subdivisions, Nurka, Nucklock, like. The points I want to focus on are number two, it has to do with the diversion of alcohol to the local option areas. The Manicotti Trail, as we've already heard today, is within just a few hundred yards of the proposed location. This is the interstate in the winter for our neighbors to the west who have chosen and continue to choose to remain as local option communities, decisions that have been made by their elders and leaders who have seen the devastating impact alcohol has had on their families. It is understanding the leadership in these communities are very concerned about having a liquor store in the proposed location, given the ease of accessibility and likely the increased difficulty in detecting importation activity. We would also argue that diversion/importation activity is much more difficult to accomplish given the present package store location in downtown Dillingham, where you have an increased public visibility as well as a substantially greater law enforcement presence. At the proposed location, both of these advantages would be all but lost given the quasi-remote location as well as limited law enforcement patrolling and interdiction targeted resources. The third point I wanted to focus on involves the negative social and economic implications for Dillingham and the surrounding villages. The establishment of a package store at the proposed location generates concerns about the social environment it will create, especially when we look at what downtown Dillingham deals with on a daily basis, which includes concentrated public inebriation issues, alcohol-related medical transports, and alcohol-based law enforcement responses in general. Given these observations, we do not believe the establishment of yet another alcohol dispensing business in the proposed location will further benefit the community. We would further argue, given the proposed location of the liquor store, that the cost to address these issues in the community would increase, which in these financially trying times is clearly not going to benefit our citizenry. Along these same lines, making booze more accessible to the local option communities is likely going to create further havoc with their social issues as well as place even greater stress on their already anemic emergency resources. And I would note the communities of Manicotick has no law enforcement resources whatsoever. Algonquin has no law enforcement resources. Twin Hills has no law enforcement resources. And Togiak now is limited to a couple of VPOs. In summation, the establishment of a package store at the proposed location will, one, have a negative impact on local residences, both financially through property values, as John already pointed out, as well as on an overall quality of life for our citizenry in the area. Two, provide an open door opportunity for importation into local option communities to the west. It could easily be argued that the decision to place a store in such a strategic location is on the edge of being socially irresponsible, especially given the knowledge of the struggles local option communities have had with alcohol. Three, likely create an additional safety hazard for our community based on the already observed public inebriation issues in downtown Dillingham. It is worth noting the proposed location does not have the benefit of having sidewalks or additional space for movement, which we typically use to give intoxicated pedestrians a wide berth as we're driving. Four, likely create additional safety issues when construction season begins again and commercial trucks are running at their 45-mile-an-hour plus posted signs along the lake road from the pit just to the north. Five, arguably place additional unnecessary expenses on the citizenry of Dillingham as already financially strained law enforcement and emergency service agencies attempt to respond the 7 additional miles to respond to events such as those already taking place in downtown Dillingham in the vicinity of the liquor store. and for what community benefit. We have two people that get jobs. We have a percentage of responsible drinkers that can buy alcohol a little closer to their homes. Perhaps a negligible increase in tax revenue based on alcohol sales that may not have occurred because someone chose not to drive 10 to 12 more minutes to buy alcohol who otherwise would have. While we are not opposed to the sale of alcohol in our community, we cannot support the relocation of the Olson liquor license for the reasons stated. And in conclusion, I would ask the City Council to pass and adopt the proposed resolutions which specifically oppose the transfer of the Olson liquor license. And I would note the opinions and the decisions tendered tonight by this council will carry a tremendous amount of weight with the ABC board. So it's up to you folks as to where we are going to end up with this. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Rex. Sean Carlos.
Good evening, Honorable Council. My name is Sean Carlos. I moved here about 5 years ago. Prior to that, I lived in Togiak, and I've seen firsthand some of the consequences that can happen when there's a lack of law enforcement. We've had friends and families that, you know, they've died and perished on the trail because they, you know, the you know, without the accountability, they've taken the risk, and they end up, you know, perishing on the trail. They either break down, and the demands for public safety, or, you know, the troopers, it's horrendous, and it's a losing battle. You know, everybody here has touched on everything that I wanted to say. I own property that borders this property. I'm raising a family there. I have concerns with, you know, the lack of sidewalk. I see kids going to Teddy's every day, you know, from neighbors, you know, and like a lot of people have said, you know, there's only about a couple dozen houses past that you know, would benefit. But I am concerned with the increased people willing to drive drunk. You know, because less chance of getting caught. You know, it's just the nature of what it is. You know, human nature. I've seen it firsthand. I don't think that the decrease in property value is going to offset any additional sales of alcohol in this community. I think there's a fourplex that's about 50 feet from this lot, four family dwellings. I just don't think it's a very good fit in this residential area. I'm concerned with the trespass issue because I also border the trail right next to Teddy's. You know, whether they're going to be coming through, intoxicated, you know, snow machiners. I mean, I've seen it in town. You know, and without, you know, very many eyes, I think a lot more people would be willing to take that risk. So, anyway, those are my concerns, and I oppose this transfer.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sean.
All right.
Justin Hilario? Is that? You'll have to say it in the mic in case I mispronounced it.
Don't worry. Good evening, Mayor, Council members. My name is Justin Hilario. I represent Alaska State Troopers here in Dillingham. Been a member of the community for about a year now and been with the Alaska State Troopers for a little over 3.5 years. In that short experience, I've dealt primarily with alcohol-induced crime, especially out here. We already still have problems with drivers intoxicated driving up Lake Road, going out to Aleknagik, going to the beach, going out Snake Lake Road, going to the little gravel pit that's there. That's kind of their favorite spot to go and drink, and then we get the call that they're drinking and driving. A lot of the times we can't respond, and the times that we do is because of either a crash or somebody is injured. By making it more convenient, by putting a liquor store out on Lake Road, that's already where they go to do their drinking and driving and crime and everything. As it's been mentioned tonight already, it's going to be near the trail going to Manicotic. And again, I know a lot of these points have already been hit, but there is no law enforcement currently in Manicotic. It is a dry village, and there's still alcohol in Manicotic. Obviously, we can't be everywhere at once, and with the current situation, it's still happening. So now, by moving the liquor store to this location, it is going to make it more convenient. And it's not to penalize the people that work at the liquor store. We have had a good reputation or working relationship with them. The people that drink responsibly, obviously, we're not getting called for them. It's the people that don't know how to do it responsibly. They keep doing it, and we keep getting calls. I know Dillingham Police Department is overworked with it. We help them a lot with public intoxication, people that are on probation, not to be drinking, but they still do it. When the cannery comes in, yes, it's kind of an eyesore, but again, it's in a spot right next to the police department. The public sees it and notifies law enforcement. There's a lot of concerns of the people living around it, which is granted. The history of crime, especially with alcohol, is that more crimes will be committed. I'm not going to say it's a gateway to other crimes, but it debilitates people from making the right choices. You put it in a residential area, they're going to black out, be in somebody's yard, or want to get somewhere warm and end up breaking in. No guarantees that this is going to happen, but statistics show that that's usually what happens. And it is a concern, and take it as a warning, if anything, but it will be an increase if we put it out in a residential area farther away from law enforcement. There's 4 troopers in town that is responsible for the Lake Road. To get us out there every night, unfortunately, it's not in our budget. We respond when we have to, but unless something changes, it's not going to be a patrolled road. So, with all the concerns of the civilians, put my little 2 cents from the law enforcement side, and just another thing for you guys to weigh. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Juliana Montooth.
So thank you very much for taking our comments. I'm speaking to you because I strongly oppose the new liquor store's proposed location. I would like to start by asking, why does anyone want a liquor store on Raspberry and Lake Roads? Is it so that people in Dillingham can get liquor easily? The liquor store we already have in town does fine at getting liquor to Dillingham residents. Is it to make money for Dillingham? The owner, Mr. Keenan, who gets most of the profit from this, does not live in Dillingham. And it's well established that property values decrease in the area surrounding a liquor store. It's also well documented that crime, violence, injuries, and hospital visits increase, all of which will increase city expenses. What makes the intersection of Lake Road and Raspberry a desirable location for a second liquor store? It's a residential neighborhood with homes, families, and children, almost all of whom have signed the petition opposing the new liquor store location. What is different about the Lake and Raspberry Road locations that would make an owner even hire a lawyer to try to insist on building there? He could move a couple miles down Lake Road and not have to get city council permission. He could buy another site in town that already has a structure built. I do not know the reasons Mr. Keenan wants this location so badly. What does seem very clear is that the new location is not in the best interest of Dillingham or surrounding villages. One difference at this location compared to others is direct access to the surrounding villages, most of which have currently voted themselves dry. This liquor store is very close to the main Manicotic snow machine trail. A big concern with this proposed location is increased crime, increased bootlegging, increased injuries, increased emergency medical service needs, increased police needs, but much greater difficulty and expense for police, search and rescue, and emergency medical services to respond to those needs. The new location is far from the police station, close to the end of city limits, where police and ambulances take longer to reach, close to the snow machine trails where police do not follow. Troopers take a long time to respond, and emergency medical services have difficulty reaching. There will be greatly increased availability of liquor with greatly decreased law enforcement oversight, and thus more tragedies occurring. Again, what benefit does building a liquor store on Raspberry and Lake Roads bring? I want to say I believe in people's freedom to make choices and live their lives as they believe. The problem here is that unlike other products, such as groceries, the product sold, alcohol, and the location Mr. Keenan is choosing will limit other people's freedom and have significant negative consequences on lives. As a mother of four, I want my children to continue to enjoy the beauty of the trees, tundra, and walks along the road without this increased risk to their safety. As a physician for 13 years in Dillingham, I have already seen too much alcohol-related sadness and tragedy, and do not want it to increase either in my neighborhood, in Dillingham, or the villages. Mr. Keenan, the owner fighting for this location, will not even be in Dillingham to suffer the bad consequences of the wealth he is gaining. As a resident of Dillingham, I'm asking you, the City Council, to take action to prevent a liquor store being built in the residential area.
Thank you. And before I call on the next person, the folks that are on the telephone, if you could mute your mic, then all of your movements and your chair squeaking and all that stuff won't come through on the phone. Okay, Lance Nunn.
Madam Mayor, council members, I'm here basically tonight, both personally and as a business person. As most of you know, I work for Chugging Limited as their CEO, and we own property outside, all over in Dillingham. Over the last 5-6 years, the board has asked us to start making investments here in the community of Dillingham because they believe in Dillingham and they want to have a presence here. And as most of you are aware, we built a new courthouse. We've picked up Fairview Apartments, and we became 49% owner of NNN Market. And we continue to look for investments here in the community, and we also invested in the fourplex, what we call Raspberry Flats, a fourplex out there right next to where the liquor store is being proposed. Our concern is property values, as you guys have heard John Montooth speak of. We believe that also, and we've already heard from our present renters that they're very concerned if the liquor store goes there, that they really don't want to be renting there anymore. As most of you know, Raspberry Flats is a higher-end fourplex. It's got garages. In the past, we've had state troopers, we've had FAA, we've had hospital personnel, and we continue to rent to that, as well as the rest of our properties. So we're here. I'm here to represent Chugging Investment Corporation, which is a subsidiary of Chugging Limited and the parent corporation. And our board is very opposed to this liquor store going next to our properties. We really believe that it will devalue our property as well as properties around our residential area. But more so, we're opposed to the fact that it's going in a residential area with kids around. That's our biggest concern. We want to continue investing in Dillingham, and we will look for other investments here in the Dillingham area. But when we have to face issues of this sort, it makes us pull back and relook at things and look at our priorities, how we look at them. And I personally would like to see us continue investing here in the community. I did hear other comments about how it's going to increase sales tax. But I think it, outside of the sales tax increase, if very little, I think it's going to create more problems. And the devaluation of real estate is one big issue that we're very concerned about. I urge the council to consider not approving the Olson Liquor Store movement from the Willow Tree. On a personal note, I ditto almost every one of the speakers with the exception of Kim, and I like Kim. because I do support what the prior speakers have said on a personal note. Thank you.
Thank you. Ayla Boudreaux.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you guys again. I spoke to you last week as well. And I wrote a 4-page letter with all of my concerns in it, and everybody here has pretty much expressed all the same concerns that I have. I've lived here my entire life, and I plan on raising my family here. I have 2 small children. We live on Raspberry Road, and this liquor store is going to turn our driveway into one of the main paths. It's going to go straight to the liquor store. So I am I'm very afraid of that because I take my kids out every day. We play in the yard, and I feel like that's going to be detrimental to our surroundings. But not only do I feel like it's going to be detrimental to our surroundings, I think it's going to be detrimental to Dillingham and Manicotic and Togiak, dry villages, that this seems to be targeting, this liquor store. I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but I hope that after all the testimonies that you've heard here tonight and that all the comments that you've seen on Facebook with the petition, all the signatures, that you will be supportive of this, and you will please do your best to not let this happen. I do not think it's a good thing for Dillingham. It's definitely not a good thing for our residential community. I do not think that a liquor store is what any residential community needs. It's just not the place for it. So please, I beg of you to please do what you can to put a stop to this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jessica Genslinger.
Madam Mayor, council members, I too was here last week expressing my concerns, and I have wrote a couple letters to you and the ABC board expressing my concerns, and it's all in your packet. I also submitted a draft resolution that Rex referred to earlier in his statement. But at this time, I want to do a little bit more. Tonight I'm here to ask you to go even further in helping us to keep liquor stores and or liquor sales out of our housing areas, to keep additional locations out of our community, and to reduce access to the surrounding villages that are currently dry. I will use an analogy, somewhat strange one, of flying on an airplane. We're all on this airplane. Someone in the airplane lights a cigarette. The plane fills up with smoke. It affects everybody on that airplane, smokers, non-smokers, in a negative way. What can we do? We can't just jump off that plane. We have to deal with the negative consequences of that smoke on the plane. The same applies in this situation. If liquor stores are going to be allowed in housing areas, or if additional locations of access are increased, we all, Dillingham, Manicotic, Togiak, all of the surrounding villages, have to deal with the consequences. We are all on the same plane. You will hear about many of the consequences tonight, as you already have, and you will hear more. Since you have read all of mine in your packets, I will save a lot of time for others to speak. You have already objected to this application. We now ask that you go further by taking council action. Please do something, be it a resolution, an ordinance, a code, a special election. It needs to be done soon. We need to have legal grounds to stop this, and the city has the power to do that. Precedents for keeping liquor stores out of housing areas have already been set in some areas. One example is in your packet from the state of Illinois. Please research those and do the same for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. So that's the last of the list of people that signed in. Would anybody else like to address the council? And if you do, could you say your name on the mic so we can get it on the record? I see your hand up. Come on up.
Yeah, Frank Woods. I was here last time representing Limited. I'm here representing myself and the Dillingham Snowmobile Association. There's three things I'd like to hit on. Number one, the process that we're going through now with the ABC board, I appreciate the sincerity that the council has taken. It brought up the issue of three things. I'd like to thank Quijac Pacific Limited for introducing a lot of rural residents and myself to the Alaska Journal of Commerce, which isn't sold here locally. And if that's public notice, then I think we got a processing problem at the state end of the ABC board. I'd like to thank KDLG and Baytime for their weekly newscast, a daily newscast that we enjoy. If there's a flaw in the regulation concerning this type of loophole, then it should be addressed with the ABC board. The legal department of Dillingham City in the Alaska Journal of Commerce is not our community newspaper. The letter to the City Alcoholic Beverage Control states, if a protest is filed, the board will not approve the application unless it finds the protest arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable. These three words, the last city council meeting, we need to address this at the October ABC meeting in Nome. Number one is public safety. If you look at the location, there's been numerous people before me. There's only a dozen houses or subdivisions outside of from Raspberry Flats up toward a dump. I mean, very little. My concern, I called the mayor. He's Mayor Manicotic. Me and him were on a search and rescue last month. The people that fell went up on the Snake River Flats. We're in dire need, basically. And they spent the night out there in a big storm. At first, report was there overturned, and there were four people, and I believe alcohol was involved. I can't stress more, and his not only his concern, but the Togiak mayor himself, Teal Polk, that every year, as Dillingham Search and Rescue, we get called and reports back and forth. There have been deaths right next to the road where they're proposing that. It's within a half a mile of the only gas station on Lake Road. You add all that to the element of basically there's no law enforcement out there, less and less. The importation laws of Togiak, Manicotic, and the dry communities seems to be the biggest target of this transfer. And I am fully opposed to it, not only from the from the enforcement side, the health side, but also the safety side. With that, I gotta keep going and listing all the negative consequences, but last time I checked, it would be a bad idea to put a packaged liquor store in a residential neighborhood such as Raspberry Flats. There are several businesses in the area, and there are none of them are liquor stores. You know, the rest of the Lake Road is Lurezi. One thing I'd like to mention is that not only this sets precedence, if we're going to be dealing with marijuana sales, this for this council to be addressing not only zoning laws, but also existing rules that monitor those, you know, this brings up a whole different level of accountability. So I thank you, and my hat's off to you taking a stance. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to address the council? Can I see you?
Hi, my name is Susie Nunn. My husband Michael and I, our property will border what I'm to understand of where this property, the new liquor store, is proposed to be. So I just have concerns. I definitely agree with all of the stuff that was said today and tonight, but definitely the biggest thing is the safety issue of the people that live in the surrounding communities. There are a lot of children, so really just kind of setting that example for the children, giving them a safe area to play in, to work in. Definitely for the surrounding communities, if they're going to be coming in, purchasing the alcohol, and then driving with it to their villages, the drunk driving, all of that is just really a concern. And then also just for the safety of the houses that are there too, the increase, possible increase in vandalism, increase of drunkenness just around the community, the litter issue of the broken alcohol bottles, all of those things just are really a concern, and I would really did not want this liquor store to be next to my property. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else wish to address the council? I think I saw another hand over on that side. No? Please.
I am Luann Nunn. I really don't have anything to add to what's already been said. I just want you to know that I'm here in support of opposition of placing a liquor store in a residential area, and I just trust that each of you will seriously consider what you've heard tonight and the pleas that have gone out for a strong stand by this council to oppose this. There's other places that this could be put, but not in a residential area. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to address the council? I know this is the topic that's of interest to most people, but you're welcome to address us on any other item on the agenda as well if you have something you want to speak to. Please.
Evening. My name is Gabe Dunham. Thank you, Mayor Ruby, council members. Just sitting here listening to all these people make some very good points in opposition to this liquor store. A few stick out in my mind. My wife and I live out on Aspen, which is just down the road from the proposed site, and we commute back and forth. And there was a while there, it seems like, might have been around late summer, it felt like we would see a car in the ditch about every week, or every weekend, I should say, ostensibly from possibly an alcohol-related accident. Just some back-of-the-envelope figures. If you are on the road, on the lake road between town and Aspen, R Street, you run about a 1 in 1,000 chance of sharing that same 10-minute trip as somebody who might be involved in that weekly accident, if there's going to be a weekly accident. If you increase drunk driving traffic on the road, it stands at that chance of you encountering that person is going to go up. And I heard Mr. Keenan make one statement that I think bears a little bit of altering here. He said that he doesn't think that people will walk around his package store to get their alcohol, and I think he's right. I think they'll drive, and I'd just like you to ponder that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to address the council? No? Is there anybody on the phone that wanted to address the council?
And this is Mike Keenan. I'd like to address the council.
Okay, please.
Thank you. I'd just like to reiterate what I said at the last meeting is it'll be January 1 this year that I've owned these two licenses for 6 years, and like my manager Kim said, we've had absolutely no violations for responsible operators, and we will, if the council agrees and the ABC board agrees, we'll operate Olson's in a responsible manner as we have. I would note that there's 14 commercial businesses between Connecticut and Lake Road out to mile 4, and that includes a beer and wine license racks, which I would think would be a more of a problem than an off sale license like we are proposing. To me, it seems doesn't make sense that you can have an on-sale where people are going to consume alcohol and then get in their cars and drive, and then say at the same time, well, you can't have an off-sale license in the same area. We, Wilson's Liquor Store, Quijack Pacific, has met all the statutory requirements that required to transfer the license. There's no zoning in the area. So we're just another commercial business in the area. I looked for a long time for a suitable lot to buy out there and made an offer on several businesses. But the lot I was able to purchase is the one there at the corner of Raspberry and Lake Road. I didn't target this area. I don't even know where the Manicotic Trail is. I didn't even know that term until yesterday. So I guess just a happenstance that my lot that I purchased to buy is there. and there's not a lot of property for sale. That's one of the ones I was, the only one I was able to really make a purchase on and make a sale. So based upon what I said and the fact that we're a good operator, we're in a commercial area, we're an off-sale business, I would request that the council lift their protest to the transfer of the location. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Was there anybody else on the phone that wanted to address the council? Okay, we'll assume not. Anybody else want to address the council? Please.
Madam Mayor, Council, I'm Luis Nieves. I've introduced myself to the council before. I supervise the Alaska State Troopers for the entire Bristol Bay region. So I'm basically here just to state the facts, and the facts are that the Alaska State Troopers were barely treading water as is. That's not this potential business person's problem per se, but it is the community's problem. We're already getting our butts kicked with the heroin issues and the other contraband issues that are occurring. You get a fatal that occurs on that roadway, that small remote roadway, as a result of a drunk driver. That road gets closed down probably a day while we're investigating it. That would tap out all of our troopers, all of our resources, not to mention all of your life-saving efforts that the city would be sending out to that remote area to provide a response. Mr. Keenan makes a valid point that, yeah, the Rax is there, but I dine at Rax, and the clientele is different. I mean, the clientele that would be going to a package store located on the main, so to speak, highway to a dry village, I mean, the temptation is just higher for smuggling. For those of you that don't know, a bottle of R&R that would go for, let's say, $30 here can go for as much as $200 in Manicotic. So essentially, you would be enticing people who normally would be ashamed to do something like that here in town because they would be noticed by some of their peers walking from NNN, or, you know, they're here in downtown that maybe they would be deterred from doing that. They would probably feel a level of confidence being out more by mile four, where the entire community that's working during the day is not looking at them and viewing what they're doing, which is, you know, sending alcohol to dry communities where they could make an absolute fortune. And the other thing that I have to state as a fact to the council is that as it is right now, they've thrown even more burden on our agency. And this, our primary goal is to help Dillingham be safe and Bristol Bay be safe, but we're finding ourselves responding to Perryville now, Ivanoff Bay, and we're responsible for the entire Aleutian chain. We're stretched thin. For the people of Dillingham and the people of Aleutianegik and the surrounding villages, we're barely meeting the need right now, and we're doing the best we can. I don't know that adding a liquor store in an area like mile four of Lake Road would serve any good to the community. It's not. I don't think that area is prepared for it right now. And I just on a side note, for the purposes of right now, as it goes with certain laws that have changed recently in terms of getting treatment for people that abuse alcohol, many of you may or may not know, funding for the hospital's already been reduced. Jake's Place has had their budget reduced by, I think it was over $300,000 this year. So you have people that are already having substance abuse issues with alcohol are going to be able to go to a remote area or a residential area where they don't really have to worry about law enforcement tapping them on the shoulder and asking them why they're there type thing. You know, I think it's unfortunately in this particular scenario, unless we were able to beef up our numbers, I think it might be a recipe for disaster. And I say that as a fact of being a law enforcement officer for 20 years and responding to alcohol-involved incidents. And I'm always available to this council for more questions, and I can provide actual statistics upon the council's request. Thank you.
Thank you. There was another hand up. John, there was somebody else that had their hand up. Let me see if they're still. Okay, go ahead. Just since you'd already had a chance to address this.
Yeah, I just want to rebuttal Mr. Keenan. And the fact is that there are several lots. There's one currently on Lake Road. I've had several lots listed. There's been for sale by owner lots along Lake Road, over acres, about the same size as he has. I don't know if he's looked into them, but there are several lots that he could have purchased. I'm not saying they're good options, but to say that he's been looking for a long time and this has just happened to be the location, I don't know. I mean, that may be true, but I've had lots listed for several years along Lake Road, and he approached me one time asking about potential places, but we never went and looked on them. We never did anything. So there are options. They were not any better. They would be farther away from the Manitou Trail, closer to this side, closer to NERCA, where most of, you know, a lot of our population lives. Anyway, there were and are currently lots along Lake Road that could have been purchased. So.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else wish to address the council, please? And just because I saw you come in late, maybe you can be sure to say your name, and that way we'll have it on the record.
Sorry, I'm late. My name is Michelle Smith, and I just wanted to say something. I live on Mossberry. And just as a mother and I guess the person from the neighborhood, I don't think it's a good idea. I like living out there because I know that my kids can play outside, they can play with neighbor kids, and I don't have to worry so much about, you know, people. Like, I don't allow my kids to walk in town, you know, to avoid drinking and, you know, the drunks on the road. And it's a good feeling to live on Lake Road. And I think that's why a lot of people choose to live out that way, to kind of get away from stuff that's like in town. And I think if people are saying anything about the no zoning, maybe it should be something that we can think about or discuss, because it's more of a residential area and I'd like it to stay that way. And I really wouldn't want to have to worry about my little ones, you know, playing outside in the winter or the summer with traffic from the back of the house or the front of the house with the liquor store there. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else wish to address the council? Okay, if that is it, then